store.
From the Rock City of Nigeria. Rock City of Nigeria. This is Fresh 107.9.
You call me dance man.
Akuna Matata.
Kato bote bi, kato bote ra. Kato bote ra dugbo. I want a shifu not to live power. On rojo wala dugbo. A problem shared is a see finish. Wala for we no get problem. No matter the situation, my nigga, we move. See football up, any moto push up, any boot. Money dot man, shoti ya broke ni. Oh, low, and a silo shemu koki ni. Enu ti begari lo soki ni. Oro ton kamilara, mofi she joki ni. Been too many things. Don't take many risks. Don't learn from the streets. Don't trust nobody. I don't get many friends. Wait on enemies. If you hear my story, I'ma you go weak. Oh. I hear fancy story, I'ma miss every week. When we link up, I go tell you some gist. Why this life can't be like this? Wala just be like a kemarua. So really I hear you go up on the formula. Yeah, Akuna Matata. It means no worries for the rest of your life. It means no worries, oh, for the rest of your day. Kato bote bi, kato bote ra. Kato bote ra dugbo. I want a shifu not to live power. On rojo wala dugbo. A problem shared is a see finish. Wala for we no get problem. No matter the situation, my nigga we move. See football up, any moto push up, any boot. Oni mo masalo bo mutato. Oni minisi won le shanko. Ambe si wa tele won le wa mo. Ama fo won le mo ye mo. Anybody ma lo ro pe awon le se eru ba mi mo le ru ku ni gboro gan won ma se afẹ ni gboro. Eyin ninu ibi ki le wan bi. Eni to ba fe re fun wa ko sun mo bi. See as I dey live my life without rules. My vision got to love is in push. Everybody come dey form relatives. See as they rush me like.
From the Rock City of Nigeria. Rock City of Nigeria. This is Fresh 107.9.
Broadcasting worldwide, the latest hits and the greatest memories. Fresh. 107.9 FM. Listen via FreshFMNigeria.com or download Fresh 107.9 FM on Play Store.
Fresh FM Abeokuta 107.9. Fresh FM 107.9 Abeokuta.
Studios here at Fresh 107.9 FM. Good morning and welcome to Platform. Platform comes on your airwaves on Fresh FM 10 a.m. every Monday and Wednesday. Expository conversation. We look at issues, topical issues. That's our focus every Monday and Wednesday on Platform. My name is Emmanuel, okay? Welcome to Platform this beautiful Monday morning, the 18th day in the month of March 2024. You can watch us live on Facebook at Fresh 107.9 FM. at Fresh 107.9 FM. You can also put your comments there for us as we proceed along the line of our conversation this morning. Today we have an interesting topic to discuss. On Thursday, 14th March 2024, an unthinkable thing happened in Delta State. 16 military men were butchered and eviscerated. The victims included the commanding officer, two majors, one captain, and 12 soldiers. That event has tippled dominoes of other events and statements. Opinions are equally divided. A section of the populace has called for a full-scale military operation, for lack of a more modest descriptive word, while others have called for caution in trying to fish out the culprits. This incident casts our mind back to Odi in 1999, Zaki Biam 2001, and Baga in 2013, where military reprisals have led to massacre of innocent civilians, arson, wanton destruction, and abuse of human rights. Sadly, the circumstances leading to Odi and Zaki Biam are similar to what happened on Thursday in Delta State. Today, our focus on the program is how to achieve a different outcome. There is fear and apprehension in Delta State as we speak. The community is deserted. The military has started burning down houses and have taken over the community. The president also gave full authority to the defense headquarters to fish out the perpetrators of this. To what extent will the military go to fish out the real culprit? And where will be the place of human rights in all this? And that is the focus of our program platform today. On the program, I have two huge personalities who will discuss, and of course, it's a balanced perspective. I have in the studio with me Brigadier General Mohammed Ola Abdusalam, retired. It's a pleasure to have you this morning, sir.
Thank you.
So it will give us the military perspective to it. What an operation like that should or would or may look like. We'll discuss along that line. I also have in the studio the National Vice President, Committee for the Defense of Human Rights, Comrade Yinka Folarin. Good morning and welcome to Platform.
Good morning.
Let's delve into the conversation. I want to first thank you both for joining us today, but given the tense situation in Delta State following that tragic event, I want your perspective on how to first, at the initial stages, navigate this delicate situation.
Good morning, listeners. To some people, they may say two wrongs cannot make a right. And that is why, as the anchor of the program has just said, that opinions are divided. But to me, well, that is how we are created, differently. We look differently, so also our thinking also differs, and that's why we have varieties in the society. Otherwise, to me, there shouldn't be any diversity of opinion and reactions. Military personnel of all the category, the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, are there to protect the life and property and territorial integrity of a state concerned. In this case, Nigeria. Occasionally, as is happening now in Nigeria, the internal security operations do take place. And we know, since the tongue and the teeth also disagree sometimes, there must be clash. But the clash should be a bit reasonable. Military is the highest authority of any nation in terms of defense. Because they say defense headquarters. And no matter how hot the situation may be, it's the military that face. When other civil authorities could not contain such challenges, the military will be cunning. Now, if the military is now attacked unjustifiably, emphasis, I think the military will react. Well, just as you have mentioned, I wonder why human beings cannot think deep. I'm sorry, maybe I may need to go to some holy books, but for what happened, you have mentioned the incident in Odi, the incident in Zakibia, and as well as
Baga.
So, this should be a great lesson to all of us, not to disrespect the authority of the government, whether it is military, the police, whatever. I too say that even an attendant in petrol station wearing uniform is wearing the authority of the owner of that UN. So there must be caution towards him or her, because it's an authority of that place, not to talk of federal government or state government. So we know very well what happened in Odi, and up to today people still make reference to it. The same thing in Zakimbia. And one unfortunate thing that makes me to be bitter about it is that Zakimbia, particular, the soldiers that they went there to make peace, I was told that they were the indigenous there, the native there, said no, maybe including some retired soldiers. It shouldn't be officer, not commissioned officer, unless very, very junior or devilish. If he was devilish, he could do that, but not senior officer. Leave down your weapons, because you come for peace. We too are for peace. They put down their weapons. They went and discussed. Probably on their way going or on their way coming back, they were attacked because they now became defenseless. And that is, the federal government said, this is my teeth. And if you took whatever instrument to remove my teeth, I'll do what? I'll bite you. And that is what the federal government did through the military. Because you challenge that. We are not, that the federal government represented by the military was not toothless dog that can only bark but cannot what? Cannot bite. So if such things happen, I am very sure all those who committed the recent havoc against the military, many of them, even though they could be young or younger then, but they know, especially Odi, they are very Bayelsa to the distance between Bayelsa and Delta. They are neighbors. Are they not? They are. They know very well. But it's a challenge that what will you do? And Yoruba will say, "Eni oni ki lashe, lashe ha."
Let me come to Comrade Dinka Folarin. When issues like this occur, emotions tend to fly so high. And even in foreign countries, I see read, when officers are affected, you see a kind of hot reaction from their colleagues. But amidst all this, there's also the place of not throwing sanity out through the window in reaction. How do we juxtapose the place of human rights, the place of proper standard policing in fishing out or in separating the chaff from the wheat, in fishing out the innocent from those who have perpetrated such crimes?
Honestly, it's a very sad moment for the country. As a Nigerian, as a, let me use the word patriotic Nigerian, and as a human being who recognizes that human rights is for all, including the military and the civilians, I join millions of people, not only in Nigeria but the world, to condemn such undeserved acts. It is a criminal one. It is not just an attack on the military. It is an attack on our nation, and an attack that has subjected us to such a ridicule in the Committee of Nations, in the sense that if you could just go on to attack the military, not one, not two, our nation in such manner, I think is a dark and black days for us. And now coming to reaction and juxtaposing the reaction in line with human rights regulations and the likes. Honestly, if there's anything Nigerians should be doing now, it is for us to condole with the military. And if there's anything the leadership of the nation should be doing now, is for the leadership to also appeal to the consciousness of the military that please, only the perpetrators of this act should be brought to book. Because honestly, I put myself in the shoe of the military men. Reactions will come, and the innocent ones, one way or the other, may be victims of this reaction. We've made reference to OD, we've made reference to Zakimbia, and other attacks. I would say this is one attack too many to bear for us as a nation. But in carrying out response, me as a person, honestly, I don't want to tag those guys as youth, those who perpetrated the terrorists. Those terrorists that perpetrated such heinous acts must be brought to book. They must be severely, using the word of retired Lieutenant Colonel Bra Tai, the former chief of Army Staff, who said, General, that they should be dealt with severely. That is the best language to use for. They must be dealt with, so that they will serve as deterrence to that. But in carrying out the reprisal, we can only appeal. We cannot. It is not a time for the human rights constituency to start grandstanding that you must not do this, you must not do that. It is also to appeal to the consciousness of the military, because it's a reaction to what has happened, and we can only advise that they should please. They should please, why carrying out this reprisal attack or reaction? They should please, at least one way or the other, recognize the human rights of the innocent ones in those communities. Our intelligence can guide us to fish out all these the perpetrators of all this evil. But honestly, no reasonable Nigerian, no reasonable human being, no reasonable human being under whatever guise should or can juxtapose or justify the attack on our military men. We can appeal to their families. We are condoling with them. And I just want to appeal, along with some of our leaders, that they should please go after those who have perpetrated this act. there's a, if the need be, the community must be compelled to cooperate with them. These youths did not, they didn't come from they didn't just jump down from heaven. They live within them, they live among them, and if they are in the neighboring communities, I'm sure the military have enough intelligence to bring them to book. And that is what we only appeal to them. The military also have their human rights. Their human rights have been trampled upon. Right to life is the number one among all the rights. And those who have been so patriotic to put their life at the front line in protecting us, and you can see they went on a peace mission. Not just that they went to the community to attack them or to harass them or whatsoever. They were called, and in quest to restore sanity and peace, they were attacked, which is not deserved in any way. So I want to say that, as human rights advocate, I would say human rights is for all, including the military. The rights of those military men and the rights of their family to still have them alive have been trampled upon, which the only best way we can see justice to have prevailed is when those perpetrators are brought to book, and they should serve as deterrents to others, not just in such a cosmetic approach. Although I may not advocate that, they should be slaughtered the way they did, but at the same time, Nigerians must know that these are the enemies of the country. An attack on just a military man in our nation means a lot to us as a nation. So now talking of killing 16 of our officers, no reasonable being will accept that. And very good, the CNC has given a marching order that they should fish out the perpetrators and bring them to justice.
Now that's my concern. For Zaki Biam, it was a similar order by the CNC. They were having the meeting at Abuja, and he gave that blanket authority to go after them. And while that meeting was still on and on, the military was deploying to Benue State at that moment. So that statement, if you read across dailies, you see that people are quoting full authority, in quotes, to say, is this not a blanket statement?
Honestly, as it stands, the reports we are getting even from Okwama now is that properties are being raised. The military have moved in. They are already dealing with the community decisively. Some youth have been arrested. Obviously, there will be raiding. There will be arrest. What we can only appeal is that in the course of carrying out this, they should please not go in the way of those terrorists who threw caution into the wind by attacking our innocent military officers. So they should just please, we can only appeal. Honestly, it is not a time, to start condemning military reaction over what has happened. It is a mourning moment for us in the nation. But the community, I would say, there's need for the community leaders to cooperate as much as possible with the military in fishing out these perpetrators. Why the military should equally be appealed to, that well, it could be seen as a blanket order, but at the same time, they should police the right of the innocent ones, because some of those who perpetrated this crime must have even flew from that community, but not as if they cannot or that they will not be fished out. But the major target should be the target and not the innocent ones who must have also joined in condemning such acts, because we have seen reaction from even Okwama communities as well, condemning the act, and they have been living in fear. Some of them have fled there since Friday to neighboring communities and the likes. But I must say to you, Ma, honestly, I don't know. The president will still, the CNC may still need to do further intervention.
Okay. The program is Platform. You're listening to Fresh 107.9 FM. If you just tuned in, my guests this morning are Brigadier General Mohammed Ola Abusalam, retired, and Comrade Yinka Folari, National Vice President, CDHR. Now, I want to ask, when you started, you said two wrongs don't make a right, which is a general assertion. But let's come down to this instance. What would be the appropriate military response at this time? Or what would be the right response from the military in a period like this?
I think the most appropriate reaction is what is going on here. This thing is...
burning of houses?
No, I'm not saying burning of reactions. You know, when you are... there are some few things that could be tagged as mistake. But this one is not a mistake. It's unthinkable. It is a matter of, say, what will you do? Do your worst. That's what it means. Let me tell you one of the holy books. We can go. Solomon was a king and a commander. CNC and a commander. He was a marshal. He had command of human being, the spirit we call Al-Jinnu, the insects, and so birds, and so on. You could communicate with them. They could communicate with him. They were going. On reaching a place, they were to do a kind of headcount. His intelligence officer happened to be a bird, but he was absent. In the military palace, they would say he took Awu away from what
without officially.
He was annoyed. He said, I'm quoting, I would, where is so? Nobody could give account of his whereabouts. He said, I would definitely slaughter him. Or I punish him severely. Azaban Shadida. Severe punishment. Or else he brought back to me a very convincing evidence for his absence. Not long ago, he returned, giving excuse from a distance. Sorry, your excellency, your this. I went so neighboring country far. So this is what I saw. And he narrated that. Solomon did not believe, was not convinced rather. So okay, he wrote a letter, go and deliver. One of the key points was that he made them worshipping idols. That was the narration. And it was a queen. Milikis. On reaching there, he delivered it to her. Reading it, that no negotiation. This is military something. Military, we call it a signal. Sharp. Stop what you are doing and behave well. Don't worship her. And all of you must come and surrender to the human code of conduct. On receiving it, the queen summoned his military juggernauts and other ministers. He presented the case. This is the letter from so. The military responded, we are strong. We are strong to confront them. Just give your order. But a good leader would look at it. You will try to solve the problem diplomatically first. He said, look, I'm not taking military confrontation. He said, first of all, I want you to remember, if the superpower in Nalimuluka is Adakalu Korea, if the superpower enters, or those who are more powerful than you are should enter in your territory, they will destroy it. When they invade, they will destroy. So I will not take that line of action. What I will do is to send my envoy to him with a lot of things. When he reached Solomon, Solomon said, no, I'm not for that. Settle. And they went and settled. Otherwise, her territory could have been invaded and destroyed. And what she said was that if this superpower invaded, they would destroy all the leaders there. The leaders will cease to be leaders. It is those who are unknown will now become leaders. What I'm saying, it is a tradition. This is what I'm saying now. It's not 2,000 years ago. So it had been happening. So if you dare your authority that what you do, somebody you know that you cannot confront, then you expect the consequence. So what the military has done so far, to me, is appropriate.
But you recall when Odi and Zaki Biam happened, one of the challenges that was faced, one of the aftermaths, was the call for trying the president at the time for war crimes. War crime, according to Wikipedia, is defined as a violation of the laws of war that gives rise to individual criminal responsibility for actions by combatants in action, such as intentionally killing civilians or intentionally killing prisoners of war, torture, taking hostages, unnecessarily destroying civilian property, deception by perfidy, wartime sexual violence, pillaging, and for any individual that is part of the command structure who orders any attempt to committing mass killings, including genocide or ethnic cleansing, the granting of no quarter despite surrender, the conscription of children in the military, and the flouting of the legal distinctions of proportionality and military necessity. The textbook definition. And what is happening already is already falling into that category. Burning of houses, killing of innocent civilians. How do we balance this in the eyes of modern day law?
The modern day men who made the law were alive when some power invaded some countries all over the world, Iraq and so many others, Libya and so on. Was it only the person they targeted that were attacked? You don't know how many millions of lives? Children were not there. Women were not there. Innocent lives were not there.
Then that superpower should be tried for war crimes.
Yes, what I'm saying is easier. Wait, it's
and
easier.
What obtains?
It's easier when it applies to, let's say, maybe we say developing country. Yeah, yes, they will say it is. It applies. But when those who drafted this, when it applies, don't you know what is going on in the world now? Among the so-called superpowers, even in Gaza?
Gaza, yeah.
So, two laws are there. If you do, nothing. If another do, yes, heaven must fall. I'm not justifying that they should burn and so on, but it is a reality until tomorrow the thing continues. That's the reality of the military. It's not even somebody, this community, that community, they just innocently, one member of the community was going and somebody just attack and kill. And you feel the other people will not just go and take one person and kill. No, they will react. It's natural. It's natural for human
beings. Is that not throwing away the law?
It's not.
The 1999 Constitution is one of that. It's extrajudicial
not, let
killing
the people,
is,
not extrajudicial, my brother. Let people behave themselves. Be very conscious of the repercussion of your action or your speech.
Yes, that's
your utterances.
That's for the perpetrators.
Because when it comes, no.
That's
when,
for the perpetrators.
When it
what
comes,
about
the
people
repercussion
that know
will not be restricted. When the punishment or repercussion of your action will not be, which is punishment or retaliation, will not be restricted to those or on those who cause it. It will affect others. That's a natural law.
Comment for Larry.
Well, you see, coming from the human rights angle, like I said, that is one major area where our consciousness is actually
would differ.
The military men that were murdered were Nigerians, were more patriotic than any civilian, and their lives were taken unjustifiably. However, analyzing the situation holistically, I would say that situation exposes us to so many issues that we have not been able to fathom, that how did we get here, why did this happen, and that is the aspect of intelligence, and I also say the aspect of intelligence, and so also the failure of the communities, the failure of the communities, especially the Okwama, the leadership at the level of the communities, to contain whatever situation they must have suspected would happen. And I would say, yes, it is not today. We have known that when there is action, there will be a reaction, especially when it comes to attacking the authorities, I mean the military. If it is an intertribal war, we call for the intervention of the government. Let us have your military, let us have the police to come and restore peace. But now you have attacked the peace, the peacemaker himself. You have attacked those who are defending. So we definitely expect reaction. But the aspect one will need, and which we expect the president to actually clear so much, is to, you see, I've been using the word appeal, because we know, like our brigadier said, it is another that where the innocent ones are suffering, where the perpetrators are suffering, so also the innocent ones we also face the consequences, and that is the aspect where we would definitely need to appeal. The innocent one could be member of even the military family, could be anybody in the community, could be extended ones. We have seen many lives being taken unjustifiably just because of the exercising of their freedom of movement, or going to, you can imagine someone who have gone on visitation to visit the family, and as a result of this become so stranded, and his or her life is now being taken innocently. We're talking of the those who falls in that category, and those who also who also felt sad about the incident. We have seen quite a number of their leaders and even members of that community coming to say, oh, this is a serious problem, those who did this must be brought up. So those sympathizers of both our nation and those who were killed, if they end up becoming victims as well of this, then those are the ones we are talking about, that the innocent ones. So I know the military, well, they will definitely want to leave a landmark that, oh, once so thing happened, this was a response, and as such, you should always respect the military of not only of this nation alone, anywhere in the world, even if it has happened in the killing an army in the United States of America, means a lot, and even in any part of the world means a lot, because you look at what they were doing for the comfort for their country before they were unjustifiably massacred, when they were unjustifiably killed. So we condemned that, but I just look at the innocent ones in that community who are not happy, and who can never be happy about the development, and who were unable to escape after the incident happened. Because I may not be right, but I definitely know that those who perpetrated it, even if they are young, they must have read from history what the consequences are likely to be. They must have gotten reference to that of OD, gotten reference to that of Zaki B, or what they must have. But now, the actions going on there, well, I know in this thing, they are combing the communities and trying to fish out the perpetrators. And whether true or false, we have been getting different reports that, oh, there's a massacre also going on there. The military are killing, they are doing this, they are doing that, which I cannot actually justify now. But in course of doing that, we should also know that It is not only the military that is in grief. We are all grieving as a nation. But I can never be proud that a military man in my country was murdered by some bastard. Terrorists in civilian.
Let's watch the language.
So I know it is.
It's because it's for the public.
Yes, because I can tell you, it's very, very sad. There's no two ways to call. There's no two ways to tell them. They are terrorists. Those who could go. It was an act of terrorism. So I would appeal that military should please, for the sake of the innocent ones in that community, should try as much as possible go after the perpetrators.
Now,
I
want
this
to point
act.
Out some fine details.
Excuse me, just before.
Okay.
You see, this one is more serious. If it is, let's say, in the northeast, we will say, okay, you are fighting. Already they were fighting.
Mm-hmm.
We have seen colonels killed, who was maybe a brigade commander. But this battalion commander, anybody who knows the role of battalion, so that is fighting tooth of the army. The commanding officer.
What was the commanding officer doing there?
What I think happened was that maybe some people, some troops had been sent there
earlier. Yes, that's the report.
Okay, maybe those people were becoming uncontrollable. Message went to him that in order to calm them down, but these people appear to have prepared themselves. Some people even make allusion, just as Star said in the morning, that are they the members of the community? Couldn't it be that IPA or whatever, I'm not saying so, but couldn't it be that possibility that when they, in order to cause confusion, that is happened, that has happened now?
No,
so
I want to piece,
because
I
of
to
that,
piece some
because
details.
Of the commanding officer and there's two deputies, subhanallah.
There's a
military
feature,
will not take it.
There's a
let
feature
me
in
tell you,
in
the
Vanguard
GOC,
newspaper.
The GOC himself and Rear Admiral, another GOC, that is for the Navy, they are the ones coordinating. They say, where you see captain beating drum, the sergeant will almost dance to death. You see the highest ranking officer, two frontal services there. What will they do? If they are not there, the thing will be worse than that. Because soldiers, they are like bees. If you kill a bee or you wound a bee, fly, and goes back to, and by the time they come, honestly, whether the human being, whether animal, this is what I witnessed when we were young, small boys in the village, if we went to our farm.
Yeah, but we cannot continue like that.
Yes,
can
we are not saying we continue, but the people,
no,
tell
no,
people,
nobody,
there must be.
Nobody is justifying
what I'm saying.
What,
say now is that I think we
but
should...
But you said two wrongs cannot
should,
make it right.
I think we... Yes. I say people will say that. I'm not saying so. I say people... I say maybe people will say because of, you know, you journalists want to say balancing. Yes, I know. But what I'm saying, I say some people will say two wrongs cannot, but this is not a matter of wrong on the other something. Because they cause it. Let appeal to our people in Nigerian society to ensure that government security personnel, especially uniform, should be respected.
We need to go on this break now. If you just joined us, you're listening to the voices of Comrade Yinka Folarin, National Vice President, Committee for Defense of Human Rights, and Brigadier General Mohammed Ola Abdulsalam, retired. We'll take this break or come back. I'll pick one fresh angle to this and we'll discuss.
Sanyan ni babasho, alari ni babel, eja to bate jani joba lale odo. Kounya to lari oguta, design bricks, homes and property. Oju lo wo le, sheton tale tale, ton fini lokan bale. Infinity, oju ti yiti, belu ekberun mewa naira, 10,000 naira uwa kosan. Rale gbale ploti kan, ki osi san yi toku lari osu mefasi odo kan. Le yike yi biti le design bricks, homes and property wa. Bi, Oyo, Abi Okuta, Eko, Sagamu, Mowe, Ijebu Ode, Egbeda, Ifo, ati
Osugbo.
4+4=40. E ma fo. Ko si wahala omo nile. Gbogbo ile won lo ni iwe eri un te joba. Bi Global Sea of O, Global Survey Plan. Edinwo lolokan ojo kan lori awon ile ti o ba ra. Fun ekunrere alaye, pe sori 0903-937-5110 tabi 0703-472-1417 pelu Design Bricks Homes and Property. Donili Irorun.
Download the Fresh FM app on your Android phone, tablet to listen to Fresh FM
anywhere in the world.
To download, go to Google Play Store and App Store. Search for Fresh FM Nigeria, select the icon, tap, and install for free. Follow the on-screen instructions, complete the installation, and get our content anywhere under the sun in real time. The Fresh FM radio app is all in one. You can listen live, watch us live, see our Facebook, Twitter, Instagram posts, and news updates. The Fresh FM Nigeria mobile app can be downloaded on Android and iOS. As you use the Fresh FM app, review and rate our app. We're available 24/7 for more updates. Thank you for choosing Fresh as the best with Oakrest.
Thank you for staying with us this morning on platform. We'll open the phone lines soon for you to be a part of the conversation. But I'm quoting from the Vanguard newspaper now. It says, soldiers deployed to Okwama community in Ugeli South local government area of Delta State have continued raising more houses in the community following last weekend's killing of several military men on rescue mission to the riverine community. A community source who spoke to reporters said the military are currently occupying Okwama and that several houses had either been razed or demolished. And it comes with a lot of pointers or riders. Military deploys armored vehicles to Bomadi Creeks, Urobo Group, Orges Probe, that's the Urobo Media Practitioner Advocacy Group, OMPAG. And there's also this part. I've authorized the military to fish out perpetrators, Tinubu. It's barbaric, unacceptable, Peter Obi. Attack on military personnel, despicable, Oborewore. That's the governor of Delta State. Dastardly acts, totally unacceptable. That's Pandef. But OMPAG, that's the Urobo Media Practitioners Advocacy Group, in a statement by his secretary, Mr. Theophilus Onojegen, an executive member, Mr. Shedrack Onicha, said, from information available to us, there is a grand conspiracy to twist the fact of the bizarre incident to paint one party as savages and adjudge another as saints. From our findings, the incident is coming on the heels of the renewed crisis over a large dispute between Okwama community in Ugeli South and Okoloba community in Bomadi local government areas of the state. The Urobos of Okwama community in Ewu Kingdom have lived peacefully with their Okoloba neighbors for ages. Both communities have robust intermarriages that can even speak both Urobo and Ijo languages fluently. We have also been informed that leading from the killings of the personnel, Okwama community has been completely razed down by angry soldiers. The situation has sacked peace and law-abiding citizens of Okwama, especially when it has not been established that Okwama youth were responsible for this gruesome killing of the military men. These two we strongly condemn in strong terms. While we commiserate with the Nigerian Army, the federal government, and the Delta State government on the killing of this personnel, we join other Nigerians to demand for an independent investigation and arrest the culprits. And that's the statement. So before, many people have spoken to, but some people have alleged that the military took sides, and that is why what happened has happened. I recall that theme is equally similar to what played out in Zaki Biam. It was also a communal clash. Now, I want us to look at the place of involving military in communal clashes.
Why?
When that issue naturally should have been a matter of internal security, that should have been handled maybe by police.
Yes, talking of internal security is part of military operation or duty. We call it internal security. Okay? It's not conventional or against
warfare.
The warfare. Yes, it's part and parcel of the military operation. Now, you said it happened in that community. If something happened, for example, let's say community A, community B, and it didn't happen on the land, territory of the A, would then, is it not the, they say, there are one song by Aruna Shola. Eh? You see, Abani Wakumari, Ure Letim Bakuku, Baga Baga. Goat is contesting with hyena or tiger that he will not. Who will pay for it? Secondly, the ram that got missing in the garden of hyena should only be checked, be looked for in the mouth of the hyena. It is that community where the offense was committed. How would those people that they are fighting will come from and come to their territory? Okay? More so that these people of that community complained that they were taking side against the other, in support of the other one. So definitely, the conclusion is that they were the one who committed the offense. So, all this, what they are saying, is just trying to justify or escape or something that that is human being for you. I told you, we cannot be the same. We cannot be the same. They know the fact. I'm happy with my brother, Human Right, that he has never uttered all what he has said is in line with my and human feeling. How could you say that maybe it is some people from there that they came to attack when they were fighting? Who will come? They will not come from that place. So what I think we should do finally here is to know a way of appealing, educating our people that when they are grieved, they should know, as I say, to respect the not only the military, the police, and some other law enforcement agents. They should not be attacking any a member, just as he said, anyone is attack on federal government. And that is the truth of the federal government. This is not the ministry in the office. And federal government represented by that organization will react. And reaction may not be in our favor.
Commissioner, it's unfolding already, that military oppression. But what do you think can be done at this moment to salvage the situation before it goes completely out of hand?
Well, I would say that the one who is in charge, who gives directives and who they will refer to as the commander-in-chief has got a lot of response. It's a trying time for him, being maybe the second man we can refer to as Democrat since we returned back to democracy, who was never a military man before. I think we had Goodluck Jonathan, and now we're having him.
I think Yar'Adua was also not a soldier.
Okay, Yar'Adua, the top, let's say the top. We knew when our General Olusegun Obasanjo was there, and the issue happened at Odi, we knew what the response, what the directive was. And when General Muhammadu Buhari was also there, though we never had something of this nature, but we can also refer to what his responses were to issues. And now is a trying time for Bola Ahmed Tinubu as well. I think there's need for him to go further in modifying that directive, that blanket directive that was given to the military. And in modifying it, it is to say that the perpetrators, those who perpetrated this crime, the real enemies of our nations, the identified enemies of our nation, are the ones that should be brought to the to book. The innocent ones in that community are also grieving. The innocent ones are grieving. They are also running helter skelter. If not, they are totally stranded.
Come
so
on, please
the
hold
president
your
will
thoughts.
Need to appeal.
Let's start picking a few calls and see how much we can take before the end of the program. Good morning,
Mr. Manuel. Okay.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, my greetings to the guest. Laola from the calling from Laola.
Talk to me.
Yeah, I think the statement credited to the one of the analysts, the human rights, saying calling the those undesirable elements bastard, I don't think it's wrong. It is appropriate time. If somebody should, if people should take laws to their hands, killing military men like that, cutting their body into pieces.
What I'm saying is, it is a public platform, and
I understand.
So
I understand. What name can we call them? If not bastard, what name? This is a criminality taking too far.
Let's mellow it down.
Okay. I understand. Thank you. What I'm saying is that but the military should be professional in their conduct, but they should see to the end of this matter. And again, my question is, and I want the analyst to answer, if truly these people come from another place, did the indigenous of that place, did they raise alarm that they have been infiltrated? So that means they are also culpable. So there is no way there will not be any collateral damage, but it must be minimal.
Thank you.
Military should go on an offensive mission and deal with these criminals. Thank you very much.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. We can hear you loud and clear. Tell us your name. Okay, looks like there's something wrong with your network. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
I like you, Mito Gunnar, it's my name.
You're welcome to the
program. I'm calling from Olumori, in Yakari. That is our lawless nation we are. In fact, we are too lawless, all of us. Because, number one, the insecurity asset, this issue is not happening. In more than a month, what is the role of the police? And who is supposed to invite the military? Is it the police or the governor or something before the military can come? That is because we know what we train all of these for. I believe I want the military personnel and the human right there to answer this last question. Because that is what is leading us to the problem. Because they are complaining that I will know quite all right. My common man, I can't call the military barrack in Abeokuta here to come and give us those things. Some influence somebody here. That is why they are saying they are doing what you call the siding. That is my point. Because looking at this issue, they really prepare for them. That is my point. They really prepare for them.
Thank
so
you.
I want them to answer. Thank you.
Thank you. I think you got his question. So you'll be able to respond. On WhatsApp, I've got these messages. Please, the general should not link IPOB to this Ijo issue. The Forcados River is not the operational base of IPOB at all. That's from Nicholas. On Facebook, we have these messages. Shona Etunde says, I want to reiterate that the people have declared war in that community by killing 16 soldiers. And in any war area, you don't expect normalcy. Because those that are going there will not want to be killed too. Whatever happens, the people called for it. To every action, there must be a reaction. There are consequences of actions. That's the much we can take. I want you to respond to the comment so far.
In respect of talking of IPOP, infiltration of IPOP possibility, I said some people make allusion to that. I did not say so. And then when something happened like that, you need to put many things together. It's a high probability. I didn't say definitely they came there.